Blog Talk Radio.
This is a man!
Another edition of Dirty After Dark. I'm your host, J Flizzle J Floyd. So for the next hour, I want you to sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Forget what you heard, but act like you know. So good evening, all my friends, my family, and my freaks. Once again, welcome to another edition of Dirty After Dark, hosted by the 924 Network. I'm your host, J Flizzle J Floyd. And just want to welcome you to a wet Wednesday of the Dirty After Dark show. I know for most of y'all, to include myself, I'm not really watching the World Series. I haven't been following. I'm a huge sports fan. I've done many sports shows on the 924 Network, and I've been, dibbling and dabbling into baseball. But I have not followed it as much as I should have. Plus, I'm not watching the World Series. And most of my friends, families, and freaks is not doing that as well. Last night's game was more than 14 innings, and it was well until past 12 o'clock. So I'm sure you can find better things to do than to watch the World Series, like listen to me on the 924 Network on that Dirty After Dark with your boy Jay Flizzle. Callers, I want you to hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So what's been going on, family? What's been good with you? My week was good. Been raining a lot here in Atlanta, probably the remnants of Hurricane Patricia. And, my heart goes out to all the people that's had to suffer through Hurricane Patricia. It was not a good storm. It was recorded as the most powerful storm in history. In the Western Hemisphere. So my thoughts and prayers all go out to the victims of Patricia. And, we've been just catching the remnants. So it's been raining. Went out last Saturday. I tell y'all everything. I don't really have a filter when it comes to my life. So I went out last Saturday. Some friends of mine had invited me over, and I'm getting turned up. And needless to say, when you realize you're a little bit, you're older and you're wiser, or you think you're wiser, but you don't necessarily make wise decisions. And this wasn't one of my better decisions on Saturday. I decided to have some adult beverages before I left the house, And when I got there, needless to say that I was feeling good, turned up to say the least. Had a great time while I was there, but my I couldn't hang, folks. You're not back in your 20s, you know, where you can go and party and drink all day and bounce back. That wasn't the case for me. You know, I'm in my 40s now, and you just can't do those things. Your body doesn't recover as quickly. And without getting into the messy details, there was no projectiles or vomiting or anything like that. But it was a while. I regretted it that Sunday. I was sitting around watching football and regretting it. So my weekend, I realized, you know, I'm a grown ass man. Maybe sometimes you need to not try to act like a young ass boy. But it was still good. Still had fun. But can't be doing that too often. So I got some really good topics. You know me, I try to get it in. I try to go all in. And I get a lot of feedback from my listeners based upon their questions and comments, concerns, or complaints. And once again, if you got anything, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. Plus, I also have an interactive chat where if you want to go on to Blog Talk Radio 924 Network, I actually have an interactive chat where you can chat with me live and direct, and we'll get it in. So today's first topic is to all of my strong black women. This public service announcement to all my strong black women, my strong women of color. And the fellas, you know, we sit around, you know, chilling, having a few, and we talk about sports, and we talk about women, of course. So the fellas asking me, man, how do you date these strong, independent black women in 2015? You know, these women, you know, they got their own car. They got their own house, you know, education, and they're very financially stable and just how do you date a strong, black, successful woman? So, you know, I've had my fair share, and I think one of the things, brothers, and this is going out to my brothers, but I know my ladies are listening. And if I talked about this a little bit last week, it's something I definitely want to carry on to this week as well. But, fellas, what you want to do is you never want to portray yourself as being larger than you were, than who you really are. You know, a black woman, a woman of color, women in general, love a confident, strong man who has his own swag, has his own machismo, has his own, you know, his own style. But if you say you work at the Mercedes dealership and you're working in the maintenance department, you know, let them know that. You know, don't say that you're doing something, you're doing all these big things and you're really not. Don't say that you got it going on and you're staying with your mother. Don't say that you got all this money and all this stuff and you are not taking care of your children. So, brothers, if you come in, you know, what a woman wants is a man who's real. Who's a man who's real is a man that's growing. Okay. So, fellas, be real. A woman can only accept it or they can deny it. Second thing, fellas, women in 2015, the strong, intelligent, financially secure, spiritually grounded black woman, a woman of color, if you say something, do it. Make sure you follow through. If you say you're going to be here at a time, you know, she's a very busy woman, don't waste her time, bro. You know, be consistent. Be consistent. You know, a woman of culture, a woman of independence wants a man who can be there time and time again. So be consistent, bro. Another thing is don't play the victim, bro. don't start whining, talking about how the white man's kept me down and how, you know, it's so fair, it's so hard out there for a pimp and how fellas ain't, you know, yes, there is so much discrimination out there. I mean, you know, the average lifespan of a young black male is 25 years old right now with all the things that are, but they are men, to include myself, who've rised and overcame these situations, these odds, and who've been mildly successful because of these obstacles. But don't play the victim, bro. Don't play it's my baby mama. Don't play it's my job, it's the white man. Don't do that, bro. Man up. Fellas, I want you to never assume anything, but never assume that just because she's at one level and you're on another level that y'all can't coexist. Don't assume through a negative lens. Just because you've had bad experiences before, don't assume it's going to be the same way now. Come in with a positive attitude, okay? Come in with a positive attitude, and don't come in, I'm not saying coming in with rose-colored glasses, but I want you to say come in with clarity when you're dealing with a woman of character, okay? Another thing, don't assume, come in with clarity and come in with a vision. Come in with a game plan. Brothers, come in with your 5 and 10 year goals. Come in with what are you doing not only today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Come in if you're going to school, let them know that. If you're trying to get a promotion in your job, let them know that. Come in with a game plan. I was told this a long time ago when I was in the military, don't come to me with a problem if you ain't got the answer. You better come with me with a game plan. I always tell my daughter, what's the game plan? What's the game plan? What are we going to do? You know, women of color love that because they want to know what's your vision. What's your vision for yourself and how and what's your vision for them? Okay? Brothers, especially us brothers, we always have a problem expressing our emotions. Not being able to communicate, not being able to express how you feel. We keep it to ourselves. We don't want to talk to nobody. We just want to sit there and, you know, we don't want to do nothing, you know. No, fellas, you got to be able to express yourself in an articulate and a logical manner where they can understand it. Express your emotions. Express how you feel. Don't keep it to yourself. They can't read minds. Okay, fellas, this one is a good one. Money. Money, 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 money. Just be honest. Just be honest. Life has its ups and downs, and so does money. Money can be here today and gone tomorrow. Impress her with your patience, your character, and your ability to provide whether it's needed in any situation. Don't go on a date. What I'm trying to say, don't go on a date with a woman if you ain't got the bread, fellas. Not to say that she's going to expect it or not to say that y'all don't go Dutch or not to say anything, but don't do it. If your money's tied up into other things, then be honest and say that. Okay? The days of flossing is over. Okay? If you have to floss, if you have to floss to get your peace, fellas, you're a sad brother. Be confident in yourself and your ability to grow. And you shouldn't be worried about trying to floss. How many dudes are flossing but can't pay a bill, can't pay a light bill, cable bill, water bill, can't take care of your children, behind on child support, but you're trying to floss? Come on, fellas. Be open and be real about that. Another thing us brothers don't like to do, we don't like to admit when we're wrong. You can really tell, ladies, the character of a good man when he can admit that he's made a mistake and he's willing to change and he's willing to accept his responsibilities as a man. We're all going to make mistakes. It's just some knuckleheads don't like to admit their mistakes. You know, that shows the character of a good man when a man can admit that he's wrong. I was wrong. I screwed up. But you know what? I'm smart enough to know I made my mistake, and here's how I'm going to fix the mistake, and hopefully it won't happen again. That's the character of a good man, okay? That's the character of a man that's worth, you know, spending quality time with you. A couple more things. Fellas, when you're dealing with a strong, independent black woman, you have to give them their freedom. Freedom. You have to give them their freedom, fellas. You know, you have to be able to, and I mean that in the sense of give them the freedom, allows them to focus and to refocus and refresh. They shouldn't be locked in a cage. The reason why they're strong, independent, successful black women, because they didn't have restrictions. So why would they want a man who's going to lock them down, who's going to restrict their creativity? You know, if anything, you should be empowering them. Anything, you should be supporting them. You should not be trying to lock them down, fellas. What makes a strong woman stronger is the great support system. And that applies to a man. Ladies, you want a strong man? Be that strong support system for him. Okay? Which goes into my last point. Now, one of the rappers said this, I think Neo said it or something like that. He said, you know, I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force. But we're a force when we're together. That power couples, that B and J, that Jada and Will, how do you become those power couples, that Brad and Angelina? How do you become those power couples that y'all combined the creativity and the resources for a greater good? What defines a power couple is the ability. It has nothing to do with money, but it has everything to do with a spiritual presence. It has everything to do with God. That's what makes a power couple, is utilizing those connections together. If you're running at 100% and she's running at 100%, if you combine that energy, now you have 200%. Now you're much stronger than before, but you both have to be on the same page. You both have to be there, going in the same direction. There should be no hang-ups. They should be talking about what's mine is mine and what's his is his. I make more money than him. And I, no. That's not going to make a power couple. That doesn't make a power couple. A power couple can work through issues and challenges without losing any of the love that they have for each other. They can build great businesses together. They can challenge each other spiritually and emotionally. They can speak on the word of, they can speak to the word on God's behalf. They can do everything. A power couple can write a book together, have sex all day if they want to, still find time to spend time with kids, travel together, worship together, love each other, trust each other. They can work together. They can even hurt together. A real power couple can fight for each other, stack money together, and stand on top of the world together. And most importantly, they can believe the impossible together. That's what makes a power couple. And fellas, you got to understand, in order to achieve that, you're going to have to pull your weight. You're going to have to trust in her as she believes in you. She obviously sees something in you to begin with, or she wouldn't be talking to you. Now it's up to you to prove her right. Fellas, women have that intuition. They know when they can sense a good man. He's good. Now, a real woman would say, he's good, but I can make him better. Same with you, ladies. You can be strong, independent, but you're lacking something. I know many women out there, six figures, but they're lacking. They're lacking in that connection. Ladies, sometimes you need to sit down and reflect. You need that strong man who can be there for you, who can guide you, and you can guide each other together to achieve your goals. Remember, you are unstoppable together. You just have to believe in the word. So, whew, that felt good. It's almost break time. Matter of fact, it is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to continue with this Rough, Rugged, and Raw radio. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. And, you know, I'll be back.
bring to life the visions in one's mind. The beautiful one always smash the pictures. Always, every time.
Good evening, and I'm back for section two, round two of Dirty After Dark, the Wet Wednesday edition. Shout out to all my beautiful ones. My boy Prince got down. Boy, that's my man. That is my man. 50 grand, Big Prince. So, any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up at 347-857-3969. Back from the break, give me that rough, rugged, and raw that you only been asking for. So, on a lighter note, I know I went hard in the paint. I know my brothers got their egos bruised a little bit when I went hard in the paint just a minute ago. So I'm going to lighten it up a little bit, you know. But for y'all don't know, I had a little technical difficulty, but it's all good. This is live radio, rough, rugged, and raw. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd, giving you that rough, rugged, and raw. So before the break, you know, if y'all don't know, I go hard in the paint. I go real hard in the paint that first segment. The second round, my round two, I try to lighten it up a little bit, you know, get into some more serious topics. But then my third is that rough, rugged, and raw, that all adult grinding sexual portion. So get ready for that in about 15, 20 minutes. Please believe it. So, ladies, real quick. Ladies, I know y'all talk about pet names. I know this is kind of cute. It's a little funny, a little fluffy. You talk about pet names. Certain pet names, ladies love. There are certain pet names, fellas, that they don't like to be called. And here's just a few that certain things they like to be called, fellas, certain things they don't like to be called. And ladies, let me know if I'm wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong. Hit me up on 347-857-3969 if I'm wrong or right about these little pet names. First one is Honey. Hey, Honey, what's going on? You know, Honey, what about Princess? You know, Princess, you're so beautiful. You know, I'm your Prince Charming. You're my princess. My Sweetness. I hear that a lot. My Sweetness, my Sweetie. You know, hey, beautiful. I love that. I call my daughter all the time. Hey, beautiful. Hey, gorgeous. You know, she just, you know, that's the apple of my eye. So I say that a lot. I know that. Angel, my beloved, my treasure, my precious, my heart, my blossom, my dearest. I mean, those are really nice. Those are nice terms of endearment that men often say. Now, fellas, here are some things that you shouldn't tell your woman. Shouldn't call her sweet cheeks or sweet butt, sweet tits, sugar lips, babe. Now, Beyonce got that bae, but this is babe. Cuddles. I know it's Halloween time, fellas, but boo ain't gonna work. Pudding. Come on now. Pudding. Like Jell-O? My puppy? Like puppy love? No. I said dearest was cool, but not dear. Baby girl? And sexy mama? Probably want to pass, fellas. All right? You probably want to pass on those. So real quick, don't worry about those. Now, moving on to some little bit more serious topics real quick. Had to lighten the mood up a little bit. So you're going through... in a relationship, lady, and you see it starts off great. All relationships start out great, but you're also going to run across some relationship hang-ups that will prevent the relationship from growing and progressing. You know, during a relationship, you're always going to have difficult times, but if you're going to hold on to these relationship hang-ups, it's going to make things harder, all right? First, you want to know. First, I guess, why do people still have relationship hangups? And it's just a wide variety of reasons why people have relationship hangups. Either traumatic experiences in past relationships or insecurities. Those can be some things. So, some of these relationship hangups that come about in a relationship, which need to be addressed. This is just in general. Different couples experience different type of hang-ups depending on the individual issue and how that issue collides with their couple's experience. But one of the first ones and the major ones is the ex. Ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, ex-wife. You know, if you and your partner are not each other's first relationship, you can 99.9% chance expect that an ex subject will pop up now and then. You know, it's a reality. In order to move forward, you must realize and understand your past. No one wants to hear about that, but it's a part of you. To talk about the ex. And I'm going to go into a little bit more detail, you know, in the third segment is for, in reference to a little in the sexual part of that portion of that. But I'll say the ex is a huge hang-up because depending on your partner, your new partner, your new relationship's security level, they can accept it or they can move on. Or they cannot accept it. See, if you talk so highly about your ex, the first question to me is, why are you not with him? Because he cheated on me. But he did everything else. Well, then y'all, I mean, hey, but you're in a new relationship, but you're still talking about your ex. That's definitely a relationship hang-up that you could sit down and try to rectify that. So I understand when you don't want to hear about your ex because it's the past. You know, nobody wants to hear that my ex tried to call me this week. Really? What does he want? Or what does she want? You know, things like that. The next thing is the affection. People show love in different ways. Some people show love in bigger ways, smaller ways. There's a misinterpretation. Sometimes their partner shows less affection, and that's a sign they dislike you or lost love. You know, what's that saying? The old saying is whatever you started off with, you need to continue that. So if you started off giving her flowers, fellas, and then 6 months down the road, she don't even get, you know, flowers and candy. She used to get bouquets, now she can't even get a flower. you know, she'll start to assume that you don't love her anymore, that the love is gone, that you found somebody else. So those are some of the hang-ups, brothers and sisters, that we got to try to get through. And it could be a lot of things. It could be work. It could be stress. It could be children. It could be so many family. It could be so many different issues. But affection. He used to give me a kiss. I remember I was in a relationship, and every day before I went to work, I kissed her on the lips while she was still asleep. Let a brother not kiss her on the way out. One time, something's wrong. One time, something's wrong. Okay. The next thing, the frequency of communication. I cannot stress this enough about communication, 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 fellas. You got to be able to talk to your woman. Ladies, you got to be able to talk to your man, not scream at your man. We talked about that last week, how to do a clean fight, and it still gets messy. There's no such thing as a clean fight, but you try to keep it and turn it into a food fight or a gunfight. But the frequency of communication, you know, you could talk to, it's funny, for all my fellas and my ladies who have careers, you could sit around and talk to your boss and your coworkers all day long, but get back to the house and you can't talk to your woman. Get back to the house and you can't have difficulty talking to your man. Yes, we all have busy lives, but please, you got to be able to come home and talk to your partner, okay? It's not being clingy to ask your partner, how was your day? It's not being nosy. Oh, my day was cool. What'd you do? Nothing. You know, just chill, you know. Come on, tell me how your day was. You got to be able to communicate, express. Man, my boss, he was on my ass today. Why? These reports or this presentation or whatnot. But you have to be able to communicate. If something's on your chest, if something's on your heart, you need to be able to express yourself, good, bad, or indifferent. Fellas, you can tell the ladies when you want to have some sex. But you can't tell ladies that you're disappointed, or your feelings been hurt. Yes, ladies, men, you can hurt a man's feelings as well. You know, but they can't communicate that. But they'll tell you, hey, how bad I want to have sex with you, how bad I want to throw you on the bed. But he can't tell you what's in his heart. Talked about this before. Money, 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 money. This is this right here. If you can't talk about money, it goes back to, you know, everything centers around communication. That is the center point, the centerpiece. But this is right here. Money, 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 money. Generally, when a man earns more money than a woman, it's not an issue unless she's too independent. You know, unless he's too dependent, I should say, unless she's too dependent on him. But if a woman earns more money than a man, oh, my God, it can develop a lot of insecurities in a man. I guess a man has always been taught and raised to be the breadwinner. But we're coming up in society now with the millennia in 2015 with so many, like we talked about, strong, independent, successful, six-figure-plus strong women out there. Fellas, you know, instead of hating, you know, you should be praising. And if you're a power couple, you need to see both of y'all can be, you know, big players. Talking about money, look, a man can talk about how much money he got, but he needs to be telling you how many bills he's got. Yes. That's what he needs to be telling you. How much money he brings in is wonderful. How much money he has to put out is another thing. That's the issue. Okay? The next thing, cheating. Cheating. Cheating, cheating. Even though it doesn't happen, or you hope it never will, some people get paranoid about getting cheated on. It does like a lot of the insecurities in past relationships and insecurities in themselves. Some people are very jealous. I had the misfortune or the opportunity to call her. I dated a very jealous woman, but she told me up front. She was very candid and said, hey, I'm jealous. I'm a jealous woman. So, not to make me jealous, don't take all them Facebook women off the face that she called them Facebook bitches or whatever. She was very, very, and she told me. But that was due, after we spoke and talked about it, that was due to some very insecurity issues. A lot of insecurity issues in our past relationships and insecurities with herself. So, you know, jealousy is a hang up that can ruin a relationship. Insecurity is that it goes right along with it. But you have to be able to communicate that and express that to your partner and let them know I'm dealing with it. But then, fellas, if you know your girl's jealous, then don't do anything to antagonize her. Ladies, if you know your man has some insecurity issues because of his insecurity and is a little jealous, don't do anything to antagonize him. Which goes into another thing, physical appearance. A lot of reasons, the reason why this person may have these insecurities and may be jealous is because he's not that physical specimen that he was. Or that your ex-boyfriend was. He's not in the gym all the time because he's out there working. Your ex-boyfriend was in the gym all the time, but his ass was always damn unemployed. You know, ladies, do you want a chiseled broke man with no guidance, or do you want a man that's, you know, maybe he's a little out of shape and stuff, but he's a hard worker and he's good to you. So. But physical appearance, and I'm just speaking from a male perspective, oh, my God, I can imagine the things you ladies have to go through. And I know that's a, you know, what's that old line? When a woman comes up to a man and says, does my butt look big? And you don't know, like, what does a man say? If he says yes, she's going to be offended. If she says no, then she's not curvy and sexy enough. It's a lose-lose. So physical appearance has a lot to do with it. In situations like that, you know, it's better to be able to eat right together, work out together. That way, that lessens those insecurities in reference to physical appearances. I got a few more minutes, but I want to jump on these real quick. As far as hang-ups, family. Oh, my goodness. Family, family, family. Family can ruin a relationship. Family can, oh, my goodness. Whether it be my mom, my dad, my brothers, my cousins, my uncle, when two people are in a relationship, they should decide then whether or not they should have the opinions of their family members included in their relationship. I know that sounds strange, but you gotta understand, fellas, if your woman is a daddy's girl, if your woman, you may not have a lot of members in your family. She may have dozens. Of cousins and aunts and brothers and sisters who she relies on for guidance. Well, my daddy said this, you know, but I'm not your daddy. Well, my mama said this. I've heard of two relationships that a woman told me that the mom was dictating the relationship. It was almost like she was dating the boyfriend and the mama at the same time. Woman told me, look, the only thing you can provide for him is sex. I do everything else. Really. How does a woman of any character or substance deal with that? When the mom says, you're not even relevant. You can come and go tomorrow, but he'll always be my son. I mean, that's something you really got to deal with. And, boy, that's a lot of prayer right there, a lot of prayer and meditation. Just as important, is friends of the opposite sex. My homegirl, I've been knowing this chick for 10 years. Me and her have always been on the up and up. I treat her like my sister, you know. She's been my ride or die. She's helped me out in a lot of these situations. I have a relationship now. My girlfriend ain't feeling it. You know, my play cousin and my play brother that I've known for a long time. He's been with me, you know. Yes, he may be gay. That's what the female's saying. But my boy, my boyfriend, my new man doesn't like him. Those are some issues you got to address. Those are some things you got to sit down and talk about. And last but not least, sex. This is the biggest hang-up, one of the biggest hang-ups. When this subject comes up, it usually is about past lovers. How many times? How long did it last? How often did y'all do it? Sex. You're coming in with your own particular style, your own particular what you do that makes you an individual in the bedroom. She's used to something else, or he's used to something else. You know, he may have expected in his last relationship, she gave him oral all the time. You may only want to give him oral on special occasions. You may not be as proficient in the art of oral sex, but he may expect it, and vice versa. So those are some things that you really need to sit down and talk about. In order to do that, you got to really trust your partner. You have to be more comfortable. You have to be more confident. You have to learn to let things go, and you have to learn to accept things. You have to enjoy yourself, and remember, you chose your partner. You have to enjoy your sex life. You have to respect their privacy. You have to be kind to people. You have to be kind to your partner, okay? Don't try to involve other people into your issues, i.e. your family and friends. And most importantly, it goes back to the beginning, you have to be able to communicate your feelings to people. So I know I went over the break a little bit. Hey, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back and do the last segment of that Rough, Rugged, and Raw, only from 9:24. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd, and I'll be back. Hey, 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 I'm back. Giving that rough, rugged, and raw that you've always been asking for. Hey, this I'm down for my last set, round three. Giving that rough, rugged, and raw that you've always been asking for. Call us, hit me up at 347-857-3969. 347-857-3969. Hey, this wouldn't be a wet Wednesday unless I got rough, rugged, and raw. So the last few segments, we're going to go good in, do the more of the sexual, the intimate, the just plain nasty and freaky. You know how I get down, your boy Jay Flizzle. So ladies, let's just throw it out there. When it comes to a man, it's bigger, better. You know, does size really matter? Let's talk about that. You know, the size really matter. Not everybody's shaped differently. Not everybody, you know, there's some big ones, small ones, you know. Let's talk about don't want no short man. Eeny, weeny, itsy bitsy, you know. Some of the, you know, there are brothers out there that ain't necessarily packing. There's some brothers out there that's, you know, got a brontosaurus. You know, it depends. It depends on, I guess, their anatomy. So, ladies, I guess this is from my perspective, I guess, because I didn't know, but I'm learning. As you get older, you're willing to learn and to establish yourself more. But I guess the pros and cons of a man with a small penis. A man with a small penis has low self-esteem. He can't get it in. He doesn't look good. He can't hit the G-spot. You know. But maybe on the flip side of that, there's some pros to having a small penis. I don't know why, but I guess they actually have reasons on why it's a pro to have a small penis. Number one, it says you overcompensate. He makes up in other ways. He makes up in other ways that if he doesn't have a big penis, he makes up in other ways. You know, he's very affectionate, he's caring, he's loving. You know, he does all the thing else. The man with the small penis, small penises allow women to actually give insane blowjobs. Because you can actually, I'm assuming, ladies, you correct me if I'm wrong on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. It actually allows you to hold and grip and work the penis the way you want to in your mouth. Instead of choking and gagging, it allows you to actually do what you need to do. Having a small penis allows that individual to really, really, like I said, work on his oral skills. He not be able to work the middle, but he can damn sure eat it up. So I don't know. It also brings in a new aspect that a man with a small penis is willing to be more exploratory. He wants you to sex toys and threesomes and other fetishes that normally a guy with a big dick just like, screw it. You're going to take this big dick and like it. So now this is something I'm trying to figure out. The pros and cons of a man having a big dick, a big penis. The cons. Ladies, are there any cons to a man having a big penis? Are there any cons? Interesting. Let's see. Ladies, you tell me. You can't get it in. It hurts. You know, just because the vagina expands doesn't mean there is no limit. When women say no, you know, women will say no, especially when you're trying to put it. I don't care how much lube you put it there. It's going to hurt when you got that massive amount of meat going inside you. Internal injury. I talk about beating the guts up. You know, guys always talk about, you know, beating the guts up. But, damn, big penises lead to a lot of internal bleeding, blood clots, bruising, okay? When ladies, like, when you're dealing with a man with a big penis, deep throating is not in the question, huh? If you can't deep throat, you can only put a certain man in and you can't get it down there. You can't do what you want as far as oral sex. I guess there's no anal when you got a man with a big dick, huh? Look, if he can't get into the vagina, what makes you gonna get, think you're going to get that into my anal cavity? I'll be the first to tell you, you know, even Magnum condoms break. So when you put on, you know, there's when it comes down to condoms, there's always condoms, but they don't, geez, especially if you're putting in, you know, it can only stretch. It's just like it's rubber. It's latex. It can only stretch so far, and it breaks and things like that. They said, this is a funny one, and I guess it's true. They said men with big dicks think that their size is enough to please a woman. And most women would totally disagree. You got to do more than just come with that big-ass dick. You got to be able to come with passion and romance. You got to be able to, you know, brothers, just because you're packing from that end don't mean that you can't have some great oral sex skills or be able to be more sensual and more romantic and sensitive. And you need to arouse her, seduce her, not just throw her on the ground and just fuck her with the big dick. Now, with that being said, here are the known pros, the things that having a big dick, you know, you get to hit the G-spot more likely. Yeah, you definitely hit the G-spot. Big penises are a turn-on, ladies. I'm just seeing it erect. I'm sure that's a thing. Men brag about it. If you have a big dick, then men like to brag about having a big dick. It's more popular. It's attractive. No man talks about bragging about having a small penis. Self-esteem levels are off the charts. When you deal with a man, big penis equals big ego, ladies. A man with his own swag, he can handle his business and he's got his thing. I mean, what is that? What's that thing? It's not the size of the ship, it's the motion in the ocean. Yeah, that's true, but you got to have... Look, I know even oil tankers and cruise ships have a problem in the ocean. But if you're dealing with a dinghy, you ain't gonna have a chance in the world. So you gotta have the ability to work what you have. And if you got a big dick, then the fellas out there, you know what I'm talking about, you can be able to do some things with it. There's a lot of options. There's a lot of different positions when you're well endowed. You know, it just works to your advantage if you have big size. So, but I guess what I'm trying to say with all this, for the fellas out there who got the big one and the fellas out there who ain't got it, you got to be able to do what you got to do and to keep her happy, from the rooter to the tutor. You know, do the things do the things to keep her happy. Do the things to keep her wanting more. Even though you may not have the size, you may have everything else. Whatever you compensate for what you don't have. And if you do got it, be able to expand, be able to be more open-minded, brothers. Brothers, just because you got the size don't mean you got the talent. Come on, man. Just because you don't have the size don't mean that you can't go ham on her and have her screaming. So you got to be able to do that. Now, real quick, I got about 3 minutes left. Fellas, I couldn't leave y'all out. I had to talk about the ladies. Ladies, here are some of the things that we think about. Eight things a man thinks about your nipples. Okay? Look, some men are breast men, some are not, but every man loves nipples, especially the original breastfed brothers. I'm a breastfed baby, so I love nipples. Okay? Nipples to a man, and they can say they're not breast men, but ladies, when you're walking down the street and it's a cold day and that nipple's out, we gonna notice. Okay, we gonna notice. Real quick, nipples to men are like a cherry on top of a boob sundae. I know it sounds perverted, ladies, but understand, it's like the cherry on top of a sundae. Nipples make things so beautiful. They make things so beautiful. It's an attention getter. It's an attention getter, ladies. I've seen ladies with huge boobs and no breasts. I've seen ladies with flat chests but the biggest nipples. You'll get more attention because your nipples. It's an attention getter. check me out. It says, like, here I am. Whether you're an A cup or a triple J cup. Damn, they got champion. I don't know. No person who is attracted to women doesn't like sucking on nipples. Men love sucking on nipples. Women do too. Men love sucking on nipples. It goes back to the baby thing. I can fall asleep with the right nipple, I can fall asleep. I can fall asleep with the right nipple in my mouth. Please believe it. Please believe it. I will revert back to my newborn days in a heartbeat. They're the number one reason that men love to spoon. Okay. Excellent nipple access. When you're spooning, ladies, if you're spooning and you got them nipples on that brother back, or you got those nipples on his chest when y'all are face to face, oh, it's guaranteed on. Okay. Ladies, nipples to guys are like Christmas time every day of the week. Every day of the week. You know, I don't know. I mean, I know understand you got to wear bras, but when you put on that T-shirt and those nipples are out, that's instant attraction. Instant. Okay. You know, we love them because we don't have them. Yes, we have them, but we don't have them like you. So they're mysterious to us. When men see something and that we don't have, we always want to touch it. We want to touch it. It's an attention grabber. And last but not least, it is absolutely the second base to having sex. Hard nipples, nipples period. Your boobs, your nipples will guarantee a man to want to get to know you better in the sexual bedroom. I guarantee you, ladies. I guarantee you. You know, that's why we have so many nicknames to your boobs. So many nicknames to your breasts, because we love nipples. You know, like I say, you don't have to be a breast man to enjoy some nipple action. The slip nipple in a nice little outfit, or, you know, the actresses that are showing their boobs out on the red carpet, they don't give a damn. Rihanna does not give a damn how small her A cups are because she's constantly showing off her nipples. Same with Miley Cyrus. Kim Kardashian and Britney Spears, they don't give a damn. So, and I don't give a damn either. But anyway, hey, I'm about to wrap my show up real quick. It's been a wonderful, wonderful hour of giving you that rough, rugged, and raw. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. And I want y'all to follow me. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook at the 924 Network. Hit me up on Blog Talk at 924 Network. Email me at the 924networktalk@gmail.com. Tell a friend. Tell more than a friend. Okay? Make it do what it will do, all right? Hey, this has been a great show. I had a great time. Great time. I look forward to doing it again. Hey, I'm thinking about you. Take care now. Bye. I know.